This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Sound off with me, folks, on the Boston Celtics being an absolute machine. Yet again, they were missing three of their top six players. That's the second time in as many nights. And yet again, they win by at least 25 points. They just continue to be a machine that continues churning on no matter who's in, no matter who's out, and no matter who is on the other sideline. Tonight, the Boston Celtics were missing Jrue Holiday, Al Horford, Jason Tatum had a rare game off, and all they did was take care of business with a 119-94 win over the visiting Detroit Pistons. This game was tight during the first quarter, although Boston came out shooting the ball well. During the second quarter, though, the tide began to turn. The Celtics put the clamps down on defense, held Detroit to only 18 points during that second quarter on 32% shooting, all while the Celtics continued to have their groove offensively and pulled ahead by as many as 15 points. Now, during the third quarter, that is when the Celtics threw and landed their knockout punch. Jaylen Brown was at the center of it. During the final 5 minutes of that third quarter, Jaylen Brown scored 11 of Boston's 19 points during a 19-4 run. That changed the game. Boston blew its lead open to 20-plus points, and they cruised from there. Jaylen had 14 of his game-high 31 points during that third quarter, and everyone across the board performed. Another night when people get an opportunity because their teammates were not able to take the court. Tonight, Derek White, the ball was in his hands even more so than normal, winds up with his first career triple-double. 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Slide over to the other guard position. Peyton Pritchard gets a spot start. What does he do? 23 points and another 7 assists. One night after he dished out 13. One night ago in the win down in Washington. By the way, those guys combined 17 assists and only 5 turnovers. An incredible performance from both of those guys. Peyton Pritchard winds up as a plus 19 in the plus minus category. Derek, a plus 17. As I said, Jaylen Brown also finished with 31 points to lead the game. And then Kristaps Porzingis back in the lineup for the first time after missing a handful of games, nursing that hamstring strain. He comes back, looks pretty darn good. Only played 21 minutes, but during that time scored 20 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, and blocked a shot. So the wheels just keep on turning. This team just keeps on churning. Again, no matter who's in or who's out, it doesn't matter who's on the other sideline. The Celtics just continue to take care of business every single night. We all need to sit back and understand how rare this is of what we are watching, of a team that can perform at this high of a level every night, regardless of how healthy they are. There have been many teams in the past who were great when fully healthy. There have been few who could be great even when they weren't healthy. And that's exactly what this Celtics team has been able to do all season long. It's unbelievably impressive, and we all need to just sit back and recognize the greatness that we are watching from this team, from this coaching staff, from this organization. Everyone is pulling in the same direction, and that is why this team just continues to lay it on opponents. And we're going to talk about that when we take a few comments here from our fans. One comment is talking about the Celtics feels like they haven't played a close game in a while. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Another comment about how the Celtics not playing down to competition. That is a great trait that the Celtics have displayed all season long. And then we'll wrap up with one comment coming in about the Celtics all-female broadcast team tonight in celebration of Women's History Month. It was a great night on NBC Sports Boston, not only for the broadcast team, but also for the team on the court. The Boston Celtics with yet another win. That's six straight. Let's dive into our comments from Celtics Nation. All right, our first comment coming in from Jordan saying, it feels like the Celtics haven't played a close game in weeks. Let's hope the Milwaukee game is the same. That Milwaukee game that Jordan is referencing is coming up Wednesday night. That's going to be on NBC Sports Boston for those of you who can watch there. For everyone who can't, it's going to be on ESPN. This is a prime time matchup. Everyone's going to have their eyes on it. And you know why? It's because the two best teams in the East, the teams that almost everyone foresee meeting in the Eastern Conference Finals, they are going to collide for the first time in a long time. It's been a while, and Doc Rivers has gotten that Milwaukee Bucks team playing pretty darn good basketball right now. So Wednesday is going to be a showdown. But let's go back to the first part of your comment here, Jordan. It feels like the Celtics haven't played a close game in weeks. Well, if you feel that way, Jordan, it's probably because it's true. The Celtics have won six straight games, and every single one of those wins has been by double digits. The only games that have been close in the month of March, and really since February 1st, the only games that have been close have been their losses. As we all know, almost a couple weeks ago now, the Celtics fell by 1 point at the end of the game to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then a couple nights later, they go to Denver, fall by six. Couple close games. Those are the only close games, the ones that they lost, okay? Because since February 1st, the Celtics have won every single other game that they've played other than those two. That is 19 total games. They are 17-2 during those games. In almost every single one of those wins, was by double digits. Just an incredible stretch of dominant basketball. Again, as we talked about at the start, regardless of who is in, who is out, and who's on the other side of the ball. The crazy thing about this is that it's not like the Celtics have had a cakewalk here. They played some really good teams during this stretch. In Miami, back on February 11th, win. In New York, February 24th, a win. Philadelphia, February 27th, here in Boston, a win. Dallas, here on March 1st, a win. Golden State, here in Boston, March 3rd, a win. Phoenix, twice in a span of five or so days, both wins. The Celtics are beating really good teams during the stretch, and they're beating them badly. Now, the Pistons ran into a buzzsaw. They were missing a couple guys as well, but they just didn't have what it took to be able to take down this machine that just keeps on churning. This Celtics team playing unbelievable basketball at both ends of the court. Not playing close games. And you know why? Because they're crushing teams right now. They are laying it on every night they take the court. It's been fun to watch. And as you said, Jordan, let's keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully that happens again Wednesday night when those Bucks come to town. All right, next up, we got Francisco saying, happy they don't play down to the competition, but we need some close games to be on playoffs mentality. All right, let's start out with that first point. Happy they don't play down to competition. The Celtics, I believe the number is now 26-1 on the season against teams that are under 500. Do you understand how incredible that is? Can you please take a moment to appreciate how incredible that is? And here's why. This team's mental approach is not only unique to the Celtics and their history over the last 4, 5, 6 years, it is unique to the NBA. Very rarely do you find a team that can head into every matchup with the same mental approach, the same mental concentration, the attention to detail, the level of execution, the ability to not let your mind think that your skill is simply going to win you a game against a team that's not quite as talented. Because in the past few years, I don't think it's been a conscious decision. I think it's been subconscious that has happened with the Boston Celtics. They have had nights against teams that were not as good and teams that were missing some of their best players. And the Celtics have gone in and not played well. And again, I don't think it was conscious. I think it was subconscious. But that does not exist this season. None of that subconscious exists. This team, with these players, with this coaching staff, goes into every game with the exact same approach. They want to play their brand of basketball no matter who is playing. If it's O'Shea Brissett, if it's Peyton Pritchard, Luke Kornet, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, it doesn't matter who it is, you are expected to play at a certain standard. You are expected to play hard every possession, both ends of the court. That is the expectation, and anything less than that is not going to be tolerated. Not this year. This team is different. As I said, not only unique to the Celtics, this is unique to the NBA. Because sometimes your mind can play tricks on you, folks. Sometimes you can go into games and just have a mental lapse. That does not happen with this team. It truly is incredible. It is incredible that we've seen this team have so few mental lapses throughout an entire season. I mean, at this point, we're 14 games remaining, and the Celtics have barely had any slip-ups in that category. It is incredible. It's impressive. It is truly a positive sign for maybe what's to come down the road in the postseason, because when you are this mentally strong throughout an entire regular season, the evidence is overwhelming that that's who you're going to be during the postseason. Now, to your other point here, Francisco, would be nice, you're saying, to play some close games to be in playoffs mentality. I'm just going to say I would be okay with plenty more blowout wins. You know why? Because that means that the Celtics are going to continue to play at an extremely high level that their opponents simply cannot keep up with. But I will give you this. If they just so happen to play a handful of close games that go down to the final couple minutes, maybe go down to the final possession, no matter what the result of those games is, I'm okay with it. And that's because all of that experience in those situations, no matter, again, what the result, that experience is mental and physical knowledge that this team will then be able to lean on when those moments come during the postseason. Because trust me, mark my words, they will come during the postseason. There's no NBA team that just marches through the playoffs, especially when there's plenty of really good teams around the NBA. This is not a weak NBA that we have right now. There's plenty of teams that could win the championship this year. So the Celtics will play close games no matter how far they go. So if they have close games that they can look back on, again, maybe it's subconsciously, but that knowledge, that experience, it matters. That game in Cleveland where the Celtics lost by one and Jason Tatum missed the shot at the buzzer, yeah, they lost, but that's experience. That's knowledge. Going through that matters. Same thing in Denver a couple nights later. Game comes down to the final couple minutes. Celtics don't make the plays that they needed to make to win it. That's okay. They learn from that. That is information that they can lean on in the future. So if this happens again, during these final 14 games, and the Celtics have a few close ones, at this point, they have the East wrapped up. They are the number one seed, home court advantage through the East, no matter what. They're pretty darn close to wrapping it up for the whole league as well. So at this point, with 14 games left, and the Celtics having a comfortable lead over the whole NBA, and we're talking about home court advantage through the NBA Finals, should they get there, they lose a couple games that are close, that's fine. Francisco, I'm with you. If that happens, let's take that knowledge, whether it be good or bad, wrap it up, stick it in the back of their minds, and have that as information that they can lean on down the road, because they're going to need to during what we hope is a lengthy playoff run. Appreciate the comments, Francisco. All right, our last comment coming in from Da_Yup. That's D-A-A-A underscore Yup, saying, I thought the ladies did a really nice job on the broadcast tonight, especially Abby. It's not easy to go from the sideline to the play-by-play. And let me correct you there. She didn't go to the play-by-play. She went to the analyst seat. That is Brian Scalabrine's seat, which used to be Tommy Heinsohn's seat. That's a big chair to slide into. And Abby Chin, one of my partners on the View from the Rafters podcast, incredibly talented. She did a great job. Really, everyone across the board on this broadcast. If you don't know, I'll fill you in on NBC Sports Boston tonight in celebration of Women's History Month. We had an all-female broadcast. Tons of talent just dripping across this entire broadcast, from the pre, half, and post game shows to the play by play to the analyst roles to the sidelines. I mean, talent everywhere. These women brought the goods. I actually had an opportunity to put my headphones on for a while in this game and listen to the broadcast on TV as I was watching it with my own eyes in person. A ton of fun. Abby clearly was enjoying herself. Just a great opportunity for these women to slide into some roles that they don't usually get to sit in. That includes DeJune Carrington from the Connecticut Sun getting to be an analyst during this game. Jen Rosati from the Connecticut Sun being an analyst in the studio for the Celtics. Ashley Battle from the Celtics front office doing the same. Really awesome to hear these women be. I mean, we all know that they have to be great at what their full-time jobs are to have those jobs. How in the world do you just slide into a role like this for the most historic franchise in the history of the sport and just keep going? Like this is your full-time job. Truly was impressive. I'm going to read off all the names just so everyone has them. Zora Stevenson was on the play-by-play call, did a great job. Dejanay Carrington, again, with the analyst role with Abby Chin. Kayla Burton was on the sidelines, did a great job at the end of the night. If you all don't have NBC Sports Boston, you might see it on social media. She was grabbing Derek White for the walk-off interview, and Luke Kornet and Drew Holiday come up and try to pour water on Derek White. And Kayla's like, I should have known this was going to happen. I should have known. And then goes right into the interview with Derek White. Awesome transition. She just had a ton of fun. And then, as always, the great Amina Smith, who we're going to miss. She's heading over to ESPN to be a host on SportsCenter. She was great hosting the pre-halftime and post-game shows. And then, as I said, Ashley Battle from our Celtics front office and Jen Rosati from the Connecticut Sun front office, both sliding into analyst roles in the studio. Unbelievable night. It was a ton of fun to watch. But now, Wednesday night, we're going back to the norm, folks. We've got Mike Gorman back on the call on the sidelines with the play-by-play. He'll be joined back again by Brian Scalabrine in the analyst seat. Abby Chin's going to be on the sideline, and then Amina will be in the pre, half, and post-game shows for NBC Sports Boston. Now, this is a huge game, and as we know with some of these games, they are not only broadcast on NBC Sports Boston. For those local who are able to watch on NBC Sports Boston, that's great. Watch it there. For those who are around the country and have to watch somewhere else, this game against the Milwaukee Bucks will be at 7:30 on ESPN. It is a big game. Everyone thinks it might be a preview of what we might see just a couple months down the road in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, Doc Rivers coming to town against the Celtics team that surely might be looking at full health on Wednesday night. Until then, folks, I appreciate you sounding off with me. I hope you do it again with me Wednesday night. We're looking forward to it. Celtics Bucks coming up at 7:30 Wednesday. Until then, great night.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.